Well, welcome back to our study of Joshua. Before we pick up with the seventh verse of chapter 1, I want to remind you what we've been reading about. If you'll remember, the Lord is speaking to Joshua after Moses has passed away. And in verse 6, he exhorted Joshua, instructed him to be strong and courageous, to be of good courage, when he divided the land, that promised land, among the tribes of the nation of Israel. So with that said, let's pick right up with verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Self-explanatory, isn't it?
It is self-explanatory, no sir.
Yeah, that's explanatory too, right?
Yeah.
Need to turn the switch on, right? Okay. And so, God is wanting Joshua to fulfill the purpose for which he's ordained him. But in order to do that, he can't be fearful. You follow me? And so many people are operating in fear rather than in faith. And faith just simply hearing what God said and obeying God. And so God is speaking to Joshua, and you be very courageous, and you do all that you know to do, as far as that law of Moses. You stay with the word of God. And this is a problem today. It's somewhat amazing to me how, as churches, as ministers, that we're to represent God, but how little emphasis we put on the scriptures. We'll talk about it, we'll talk around it, and we use the scripture, but we don't really emphasize how important it is to be so familiar with the word of God that if something comes up, you know whether or not that is in agreement with God. And so it's not about just using the Bible as a springboard to do what you want to do, but it's about knowing the word of God to where you obey Him. You hear His word and you obey the word. And churches today have, so many of them have just gotten away from the Bible. It's more of a current day event or self-help type things. You know, this type seminar. If you're having problems, preach the word of God. Let the word of God speak to the hearts of people. Because I'm going to tell you, your problems in churches are because there's problems in the heart of the person. The people's heart's not right with God. And you can put a Band-Aid on stuff all you want to, but until you get to the root of the problem and get a person to come clean with God and get into right relationship and fellowship with God, you'll always have problems. And so it's not preaching against the problem. Don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. It's love God. Just get yourself into the position to where you actually become passionate for God. You don't want to read the Bible to do time. You look forward to reading the Bible. This is how we know God, through His Word. You understand? If you want to know someone, then you need to get around someone, get in conversation with someone, and you don't do all the talking. Conversation is two ways. That means you listen. But most of our relationship with God is monologue rather than dialogue. We want to tell God everything we need, but we don't want to listen to the Lord. And so you have to pay attention. So God is telling Joshua, you stick with the word. You know the law of Moses, the law that I gave to Moses. You stay with that. You adhere to that. Don't you go for what the people want. You put your attention on what I want. You can't lead people by giving them what they want. You lead people by giving them what God wants, because what He wants is in their best interest. They just don't know it.
Do you know, we as individuals, we might not be in a position of leading others per se, where we're responsible or in charge, so to speak, but we have to be strong and courageous to adhere to the Word of God. Otherwise, it's easy to succumb to what people say, what family members say, if they try to persuade you of moving off of the Word of God. Just the world in general, the pressures, have you heard of peer pressure? The pressures to follow the ways of the world. You have to be steadfast in following the Word of God. And I think about the times in my life, and you've probably had them too, where it took courage to stand up and say, no, I'm going to do what God has told me to do. And this is how it's going to happen. And so, yeah, we have to be strong. We have to be courageous.
You know, if you look at this from a Christian's perspective, if you want to call it a church member or whatever, or from a minister's perspective, the oversight perspective, you have to be courageous, which is the opposite. Courage is opposite of fear, okay? Mm-hmm. And so you have to have enough courage to obey God when you know the people are not going to like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that sink in, okay? Because what I've observed over the years in ministry is there's too many pastors, if you will, follow the people. They don't lead the people. You have to lead the people in order for the people to do right. You can't leave people to themselves. You look at the book of Judges. When everyone did what was right in his own eyes, it was detrimental to the nation. You look at what's going on in this United States right now with all these perverts out here that want to do their thing. No, there has to be law and order. There has to be leadership. You have to lay the rules down. This is the way it's going to be. And God does not negotiate. It's God's way, or you're in trouble. You can do your thing, but you won't like where it ends up. And so God moves on people and puts people in leadership position to lead the people to God, not away from God. Religion will lead you away from God. And preachers are under tremendous pressure to conform to religion or to conform to tradition. Well, that's not the way we used to do it. That's not the way they've always done it. You know, we've had these traditional preachers. Well, that's your problem. That's why you're still a baby. That's why you're not mature in the Lord. That's why you're complaining right now. Because somebody didn't properly teach you to follow the ways of God. Now, you don't just teach someone to follow the ways, you demonstrate. Leaders are to lead by example, not just by mouth. You follow me? And you don't get a better example than the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't just talk it, he demonstrated it. And that's what God's wanting in the earth today. He wants leaders to be strong, to be courageous. You live it out. And you'll find in this book of Joshua, this man lived it out. He did everything he was told to do. I mean, to me, Joshua is a very remarkable man. And he stayed strong. And you understand, he was a leader. And we're going to see this as we go along.
Getting back to the individuals.
Okay.
You know, we press in to the kingdom of God. There's obstacles. There's opposition. We have to be strong in doing that. I think about, I was telling Pete, I was hunkered down in Matthew chapter 7 yesterday, thinking about that narrow gate and that the way is difficult and few find it. You find it. But that wide gate, you know, that leads to destruction, there may be going through that one. But it takes strength and it takes fortitude. I think about the strength here, and, you know, my mind used to automatically go to the natural strength, you know, the muscles and whatnot. But I read this now and I think we're talking inner strength. We're talking, I'm holding so fast to the Word of God,
yeah.
I'm not going to let anybody deter me from what God is telling me to do. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care. I'm going to do what he thinks about. I'm going to do what he's telling me because I care what he thinks about me, whether I fulfilled his mission or not. You know, I was thinking, too, we all lead somebody. Whether if we're mamas, our children in our house, the babies that we raise, whether we're our coworkers or our friends, we have influence over people more than we, I think, would think or, you know, even consider. But people watch us. People watch what you do. And if you're easily talked out of something, if you're easily swayed, do you think Joshua was easily swayed from the Word of God and the commands of God? I don't think so. I think we're going to find out that he would go right up to somebody standing with the sword. Are you with us? Are you against us? You for us or not? So how about we all be strong and courageous and adhere to the Word of God? Amen? Verse 8. Boy, this is a good one too, isn't it? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
You know, the success of Joshua, as we're reading here, the success of his future was contingent upon him keeping the law of Moses, which is the Word of God. We call it the law of Moses, but God gave it. And so it's God's Word. That law of Moses would be equivalent to what we call the Bible today. It was the Word of God given to man. Okay? They had the old covenant that they went by. All right? And so God is telling Joshua, your future, the success of your future is contingent upon what you do with that Word. Now, when you look at it, he said, don't let it stop coming out of your mouth. What would cause the Word of God to stop coming out of your mouth? You get it out from in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
What you put in front of your eyes eventually is going to be coming out of your mouth. You understand? So you put the TV in front of you, the TV comes out of you. You put the radio in front of you, the radio comes out of you. If you put this, that, or the other in you, it comes out of you. I tell people, you don't have to be around them long to see what they're full of, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Are you full of the Word? Then the Word will be coming out of your mouth. You follow me? So he said, don't stop letting that Word come out of your mouth. But then he goes on to say, you meditate on that Word day and night. In other words, you meditate on the content of the Bible. You meditate day and night, not just, you know, when you have time per se. You can be working and meditate on the Scriptures, you understand? You just keep it on the back burner, so to speak. And then the purpose for meditation is application. It's not memorization. A lot of people may meditate on the Word to memorize the Word, and we just keep going over and over and over until we get a Scripture memorized, and then we want to impress people with how much Scripture we can memorize. Well, what good is memorization without application? What are you doing with the Word of God? Just because you can quote it doesn't mean you know it. And if you know it, then you should be putting it into practice. So he says, you meditate on it day and night and observe to do all that's written therein. then you will make your way prosperous. Not God. You understand? The prosperity of our way, and I'm not talking about money, so don't even go there with me, okay? I'm talking about whether or not your life is a prosperous life in the sight of God. You determine that by whether or not you obey God, by whether or not you're fulfilling the Word of God. And so you meditate on that Word, you get that Word in you, and then you apply that Word. And when you apply the Word of God, you become successful in the sight of God. Listen, the success of ministry is not the size of a church. It's not how much money that you bring in. The success of a ministry is, did you obey God? I was talking to Heather today. You know, you look at the 8th chapter of Acts with Philip. He's having what we would call a citywide revival in the city of Samaria. I mean, cripples are being healed. Devils are being cast out. People are being saved. They're believing on Jesus Christ. And the Lord tells him, leave here and go down into the desert area. He's a minister to one man. Now, people today, no, you can't do that. You go where the crowds are, draw the crowds. You know, you get more people saved when you get more people. Well, did you get them saved? Or did you just get them through the motions of something? Did they, or like a parrot just repeating after you? Was there a heart change that brought a transformation to their life? If there's not a transformation in a person's life, don't tell me they're saved. What are they saved from? You with me? You're not saved to continue in what you used to be in. Your mind's supposed to get off of the flesh and onto the spirit. If you're truly born again, then you would be thinking spiritually rather than naturally. And it's a growth process. Now, understand me. We all start out as babies. You understand? But we are not to stay as babies. We are to grow in grace. You follow me? And that's all contingent upon feeding on the Word of God. What happens to your natural body if you stop feeding it? You're going to get weak. You're going to have problems. And eventually you die. What happens if you don't feed your spirit? Then you're spiritually weak. You have problems. And if you're not cautious, you may find yourself just turned away from God. I know people that I would have never dreamed of that don't even go to church anymore. Even ministers, people who have pastored churches, have got totally out of the ministry and don't even go to church. Why is that? You stop feeding yourself. You can say, well, you know, the people burn me out. And I'm going to tell you why you burn out. Because you stop putting that Word of God in you. You get away from the fuel and the fire goes out. You want to keep the fire burning, keep the fuel to it. You understand? And so this is what he's saying. You have to keep that Word in you at all times. You keep that Word before you. And when it's not popular, so be it. I'm not in a popularity contest. God didn't call me to be popular. He called me to be obedient. In the same way with you. And so we have to learn to do things God's way. And I've learned, and I mean, I've used this scripture a lot. I have to keep that Word before me. Mm-hmm. So I speak in agreement with the Word, not contrary to the Word. And so many people speak negatively about themselves, not saying what God says about them, but listening to the demonic thoughts that come at their mind. You never amount to anything. You can't do this. You can't do that. And all this kind of garbage. You're listening to the wrong thing. Fill yourself with the Word of God. And you start saying, like Paul, I can do all things through Christ, who gives me the strength to do it. Can I do it in my might? No. Could Joshua do it in his might? No. It's dependent upon following the Word of God. Keep it before you. Yeah, and I'm not talking about trying to be super spiritual. You know, you have these people out here, they want people to think they're spiritual. And, you know, they want to stand up and be heard and all that. Well, you just revealed yourself to me. You're spiritual, all right, but it's not the Spirit of God. You understand? And anybody that's sensitive to the Spirit will know what Spirit you're of. And a lot of it, you're just full of self. You understand? It's not all demonic. Because some of it is just you hung up on yourself and you know, you've got this ego. Well, I don't need to go there. Anyway, get your mind on God. Get the Word of God in you. Speak in agreement with the Word of God. Be identified as a person of the Word, not as a person that just goes with the flow. No, you don't lead people going with the flow. The shepherd leads the sheep. He doesn't get behind them and ask them where they want to go. Yeah, well, I'll just go where you guys want to go. No, you think more of yourself than you do the sheep. A good shepherd will lay his life down for the sheep. You know what that means? You will give up what people think about you to lead them in the right direction. When he says give up your life, actually if you look at that word in the Greek, it's suke, and it's talking about suke soul. It's talking about the self life. It's not talking about physical life. It's talking about the self life. And many people don't want to give up the self-life. I want you to like me. Well, I learned this. You can't be a good old boy and lead people where they need to go. Some of them are not going to like you. People don't like truth because truth confronts you. And when truth confronts you, you have to make a decision of whether you're going to change or whether you're going to rebel. Bow your butt. Well, I'll just go somewhere else. Well, you're going to take the problem with you because it's in you. Leaders have to lead. And you can't lead people to God without the Word of God coming out of your mouth. That's a way of life to you. You understand?
Good. I look at this, and I've looked at this for years thinking, okay, this is a spiritual principle. This applies to me too. Meditate on the Word day and night. And I remember a time thinking, that's impossible. How do you do that? I mean, I've got all this stuff I've got to do. I've got, you know, work, everything else. How do you do that? But I have learned through experience, first and foremost, is that I control my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I can choose what I think. Now, there was a time if you had told me that you can control your thoughts, I would have thought, you're crazy. No, you can't. But I have learned, yes, I can. I can choose whether or not I'm going to think on the Word of God. Even while I'm working, it didn't matter. I'm speaking of experience. When I had a secular job, I thought on the Word of God during the day. I try to help myself at night with the Word of God, and I'll play the Word of God. I'll keep it always going at night so I can hear it. So I keep that Word. So there's things we can do to help ourselves, but I want to encourage you to remind you choose what you think about.
Mm-hmm. Everybody does. Whether we want to admit it or not, everybody chooses their thoughts. I can think on bad things. I can think on good things. I can think about how hard something is, or I can think about the grace of God that's going to give me the wisdom to get this job done. You understand? It's just how you go about it. And too many people just let go of the reins and just let their thoughts go with whatever's coming in. And those things will wear you out. You get to thinking, you can get depressed and oppressed and all these things. It comes from thinking, wrong thinking. Do you understand? And every one of us has to deal with that every day. Something can come up, here we go again, you know. Then you get to thinking wrong. And you say that, all right, Father, I need wisdom and understanding to know how to handle this. And you just deliberately focus on the Lord, whatever you're doing. And you keep that in the back of your mind. It's not that you don't do anything but go around talking, quoting the Bible all the time. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what God was talking about. You always speak in agreement with the Word. Well, if you can speak in agreement with the Word, you have to know the Word. Yes. And in order to know the Word, it's not just reading the Word, it's meditating on the Word. To where you'll think about it, and the Word will start talking to you. You know, people say, well, the Lord spoke to me. And I fully believe the Lord speaks to you. But I'm going to tell you this. Most of the time that the Lord speaks to me will be by the Scripture. It'll be His Word that'll come at that particular time. You may be in a situation, you may have to make a decision, and a Scripture will just come up that is giving you the wisdom and understanding to how to do that. It works that way with the messages and things that we preach. We don't write sermons. We listen, and then if I hear God, I can give you the message of God. Otherwise, I just come up with my own. But what does God want to say? What does God want to say to you? What does God want to say through you? And God must use the entire body of Christ, not just somebody that calls himself a preacher. You follow me? This is a body ministry. And the Lord is wanting to send signals to the whole body. You understand your head, your physical head, where your brain is, I'm assuming, okay, will send signals to every member of your body, but is following the head. But what happens if you separate the head from the body? Then your body's in trouble, isn't it? And too many people are trying to separate their head, Jesus Christ, from the body, or they're wanting to have someone else to tell them what God's saying. That was Israel's problem. Moses, you hear and you come back and you tell us. They didn't want to hear God for themselves. And people today are doing the same thing. You go here and you come back and tell us. Well, do you have the Holy Spirit? If you don't, you need Him. And if you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, you have God living in you. And God is very capable of talking to you, and you do not need a mediator. Jesus Christ is your mediator. And so you don't have to go through people, but God may speak through people to speak to you. But don't depend on people. Listen to God. People can tell you the Bible says when the Bible doesn't say it. People can tell you, well, the Lord said this to me when the Lord didn't say it. And you better know the Spirit of God. You better know the Word of God, because in this day and time, the deception is running rampant in the church under the name of God. The Lord said. I'm going to know whether or not the Lord said by the Spirit of God in me. Is that God talking? If it's God talking, then the Spirit of God in me is going to bear witness. If it's you talking, I'm going to know it's not God, because I'm not getting the witness on the inside. You understand? You know, so much of that that goes on is pathetic. What's God saying? Get that Word in you. Keep that Word coming out of you. Amen?
Amen.
Do your job. You get the Word in you, you do your job with excellence. Because God doesn't do things haphazardly, and He'll tell you, that's not right.
We've already alluded to this, but I want to mention it one more time. As far as the success is concerned, when we think about success, we have been so programmed to think about the ways of the world and what the world would define as success. With wealth, with position in jobs, with right down to the car you drive, or the type of clothes you wear, the whatever the case may be.
The titles.
Yes, the titles, for sure, the titles. where we need to get is past all that. Past all that self and focus just on what God is saying. Therein is the success. You know, I think about my experiences with my secular job and the different promotions, if you will, that I had all along the way. And by many people's eyes was scheduled to keep on going. But the Lord had different plans. And I have never felt more successful in my life. And here's where the success comes. Not necessarily through the physical, the tangible, the money, the whatever. The success comes in the reward of knowing you have obeyed the Lord. And what that does to your heart when you know you've done it, you've heard Him, you've followed that instruction, there's not enough money in the world that could top that. And when you've experienced it, you'll agree with me on that. Amen. Joshua had to be so focused on the Word of God that he wasn't concerned about the people. It is so easy to get distracted and concerned about what people think. Are they going to like me if I do this? What will they think if I do that? We've got to move past all that. And I guess I'm giving myself a pep talk on that. I'm getting to the point now, and it sounds... Our mama used to do something. If she didn't agree with you or she didn't like what you had to say, she'd go, psh. I'm getting to that point. Psh. Let me hear God. Let me do what He says. She would literally, if she couldn't say it out loud, she'd do that with her hand. And you knew what she meant. We have to be that focused on the Word of God to accomplish what He has for us.
Now, with all that said, I better put a qualifier in here, okay?
Yes, put a qualifier, yeah.
Okay. We love people.
Oh, yes.
We love people that don't necessarily love us. You with me? We love you enough to tell you the truth. You understand? We love you enough not to compromise the Word of God. That's the thing. And a person that will give you what you want rather than what you need loves himself, not you. And you need to understand that. You want your friends to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, you ask somebody, you get dressed, and as I look, all right, is everything in place? Oh, yeah, you look fine when they're laughing at you when you walk out because... everything's not tucked in everywhere it should be and all this type of stuff. You understand? That's not a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend will protect you.
Yeah.
You with me? Your friend will tell you the truth. God will tell you the truth whether you like it or not. Because He knows it's in your best interest. And that's our approach on all this, okay? We love people.
You needed to put that qualifier in because it sounded like I was...
I'm getting fired up. Yeah, okay.
Getting fired up. Okay, thank you. Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
Now, I want you to think about this. Here again, God is reiterating the command to Joshua to be strong and of good courage. But this is God's declaration to him. This is why you can be strong. This is why you can be of good courage. He said, I will be with you wherever you go. You're never alone. Now, I want you to think about this. Keep that word in you. Keep the word in you. Keep your word in you. If the word of God is in you, God is in you. If the spirit of God is in you, God is in you. Where can I go? God isn't. He is with me everywhere I go. You have to tell yourself that. God's with me.
Mm-hmm.
People talk, well, I'm walking through the valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Where is he? Waiting on the other side? No, he's walking right through that thing with you.
Yeah.
So you can be strong, you can be of good courage, because God is in you. And if God is for you, who can be against you successfully? You understand? You'll be victorious. Do you think Jesus lived a life of bed of roses while he walked the earth? He had a lot of people against him. And you know who they were? Religious people. You know who's against you? Religious people. You understand? The world knows they're sinners. Religious people think they know it all. We've got to know the truth. Amen. My time's up. So we'll stop here and take a break, okay?
Okay.